Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. I want you to get informed, and then I want you to go for it, right? No, seriously. I want you to go for it. The reason I want you to go for it is that they're doing it. They're heating up their rhetoric. They're heating up. And you know what I mean by there. I'm tired of people going, oh, well, just say it. I don't have to say it. You know what I'm talking about. And you need to start pushing back. Right? I mean, that simple. But don't do it using the talking points that, I don't know, that you read on X or some hardcore right-wing web. Make sure you have the real information. Then push back. And don't stop. Don't let them slow you down. Don't let them shut you up. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be ready. All right, just, it is what it is, but be ready. All right. Let me see. Brown University. Got a buddy that hates when I do stories about Brown University. Well, their president omitted references to Jewish students in a speech after pro-Palestinian activists heckled her. Right? Brown's Christina Paxson, she was shouted down at a vigil honoring a Palestinian student. And yet she allowed them to shut her down. Is this what academia does? They give up that easy? Right? Is this supposed to teach them? Train them? So she was caught admitting references to Jewish students on campus after she was heckled by pro-Palestinian activists. She spoke with prepared remarks at a vigil honoring Hisham. I don't know. I'm doing the best I can here. Hisham Arwatani, a Palestinian student who was among the wounded in the recent shooting in Vermont. She added the broader turmoil erupted in the Middle East following the October 7 terrorist attacks. Now, she went on to say, telling attendees that, sadly, we can't control what happens around the world or even across the country. She's right. You do the best you can. You try to... But what they've taught over the years, you know, it's really funny. Apparently, President Trump, Joe Messina, you know, all us guys, anything we say leads to violence. It doesn't matter what it is. If we tell you we don't agree with something, it leads to violence. If I tell you I think that the transgender kids really should have to go through more counseling, the parents should help them, you know, try to work through their issues, that's hate speech to them. They'll tell me that I'm going to cause some kid to get hurt, killed. But they can do the same thing, and it's fine. It's okay. It's not true. All right, the video has gone viral from the vigil show. Pro-Palestinian activists immediately shouted at her. Some even walking behind her holding up the signs. We're having a vigil for your friend, our student. Paxton tried to scold the unruly crowd, trying to regain control. She shouldn't have lost control. What she should have done was shut it down right then and there. Let me tell you how I was going to end this, Paxton continued. I was going to say that a faculty meeting last month, I said that every student, faculty, and staff member should be able to proudly don his brown campus wear or to cover their head with a hijab. The crowd then quickly shut her down, chanting, "Brown divest." Right? They want to boycott anything from Israel. Now, this divesting thing has been going on for decades. Right? So, yeah, go ahead, divest from Israel. I hope the Jewish alumni have the spine to stop funding them. Pull your money. Tell them, yeah, please, go ahead, do your thing. Divest Israel, not a problem. I'm going to divest you. I'm going to divest Brown from the trust fund I set up for you guys. I'm going to divest Brown from all of this. See, those kids don't get it. They don't get what the money does for them. And don't give me that stuff that they're righteous and they're standing for a cause. They don't even know what the cause is. National Review reported Wednesday the text of her speech published on Brown University's website showed that she scrubbed mention of Jewish students and staff on campus. At a faculty meeting last month, she said that every student, faculty, and staff member should be able to proudly wear a Star of David or don anything, the Palestinian wear, if you would, or to cover their head. It doesn't matter whether it's a yarmulke or a hijab. But that, I guess that was wrong. That was bad. She couldn't say it for fear of what they were going to do. Why are we afraid of them? You should have tripled up campus security and told them to go pound sand. Again, I'm going to say it. Why do you let them get away with it? I'm a senior host, Stoko Far. A lot more coming up after the break. I mean, a lot more. You're listening to the Joe Mancini Show.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, to show you that the Democrats are so out of touch in some of these cities, Washington, D.C. is out of control. Their crime is out of control. They've got so many issues in that city. Again, run by Democrats. And yet what they've decided to do is not spend the money on helping veterans or, you know, helping others in the city that need real help. Right? Let's not spend any money to help curb violence. No. to dropping hundreds of thousands of dollars to touch up its Black Lives Matter street painting. Now, crime is skyrocketing there, but it needs to be touched up. The refurbishment of the infamous mural, which Democrat Mayor Muriel Bowser initially painted in 2020, this was that while BLM was protesting and ruining the streets, smashing windows, setting cars on fire. We rewarded them, or punished them, I should say, by painting this mural, BLM mural, at a cost of $270,000. Right? Maybe even more than that. D.C. crime is out of control, but leaders continue to waste almost $300,000 in tax money promoting the extremist Black Lives Matter movement in the heart of Washington, D.C. Right? It's anti-police, anti-racist, anti-American, often very violent. That's according to Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. According to the documents, the city contracted a D.C.-based vendor, Equus Stripping, on the project. The company posted videos of its Facebook page showing its team making progress on prepping the surface of the BLM mural on November 8th. As a black and woman-owned D.C. business, we could be proud of the crew. A lot of elbow grease went into the project. Well, for $270,000, I would imagine it would be a lot of elbow grease. The D.C. government doled out the cash to repaint the mural after slashing its police budget. So it took millions out of the police budget and yet was able to pull up about $300,000 to fix the mural. They have 400 fewer officers than they had 3 years ago, but they come up with $300,000 to fix the mural. Now, the nation's capital has experienced soaring crime rates, right? They're trying to alleviate all this fear. Well, you can't do it unless you put more cops on the street. All right? Did you hear how many they were shy now? Was it 300 or 400? 400. What are they doing to put them back in the place? Now, one of the crime councils in late March said that while there's significant concerns regarding crime, residents shouldn't worry. So crime's on the rise. We have less cops, less money, but you're good. It should be a considerable concern. But again, it's one of those situations where I keep saying to you, why do I care? Why should I be concerned? No, in all sincerity, why should I be concerned? Because frankly and honestly, you guys, you vote these people in, then you can't figure out, and it's everywhere, Chicago, right? Seattle, New York City, D.C. I mean, we can keep going, right? Los Angeles. You vote these people in, and then you can't figure out what went wrong. Look at Chicago right now. He's blaming white people for the crime. It's black-on-black crime. The vast majority is black-on-black crime. He's blaming white people. He's blaming our inability to really understand what the Civil War was all about. The man is mentally ill. What's he doing to fix it now? Right? You look at this stuff and scratch yourself in the head and go, how are you talking about the Civil War when you have black crime out of control in a city that doesn't allow guns? Even the reporters that used to be embedded with these gangs, who told us that it was like a revolving door, it didn't matter what they did. They got in there, they signed off, they got out again. And yet, somehow, it's the white guy's problem. Anyway, according to the data from the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, homicides have increased by 34% as of November 28th over the same time in 2022. Robberies are up 68%. Motor vehicle theft is up 93%. And arson, ready for this one? It's up 125%. But we need that. We need the BLM in the street. We need that sign, or else. I don't know, or else. Anyway, he said, I was not denying the importance of public safety. He said the increase in crime is, of course, a concern. But back in March when I testified, Congressman Comer was suggesting a crisis to justify taking away the district's home rule. I don't agree with that. Well, maybe they should break it up. Maybe the home rule should be okay with certain things and not with other. He went on to say that he thinks that Congress has gotten in the way of our efforts to fight crime under-resourcing local prosecutors, cutting local police funding, and interfering with our ability to control illegal cannabis sales. They voted. The D.C. Council voted to cut the cops. The D.C. Council voted to have less police on the streets. Not Congress. Right? The Democrat D.C. Council member Tyrone White Sr., he was speaking a different tune than Mendelsohn in early August. White said it might be time to bring the National Guard into the city because the criminality was so bad. Now, here's a Democrat, a black man, a Democrat, saying, you know what, we can't seem to handle this. We need help. I mean, are you going to fight with the guy? He lives there. He's been voted in by the people. He must have a clue. He said, we need to declare a state of emergency regarding crime and violence in our neighborhoods. Act urgently. It might be time to call out the National Guard to protect the children and innocent people that are losing their lives senselessly. I like this guy. And he's a Democrat. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hamas has transferred six additional Israeli hostages to the custody of the Red Cross following the release of two hostages just hours earlier. The development coincides with an agreement between Israel and the Palestinian militant group to prolong their temporary ceasefire by another day. Nevada's law enforcement community is in grief following the death of two state troopers who were struck and killed.
Undersheriff Andrew Walsh of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department urged people to come together.
And right now, during this very tragic
tragic time, the Nevada State Police is going to need that love and support from the community more than ever.
The person driving the car responsible for the crash is currently in police custody.
The NFL has released schedule updates for Week 15. The Minnesota Vikings facing the Cincinnati Bengals, the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Indianapolis Colts, and the Denver Broncos meeting the Detroit Lions. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution. You really want to make the difference. And the way you make that difference, seriously, is you get involved. You get informed. Right? You open your mouth. You say something. You know, people sit there and say things. You know, you cringe. You know they're so wrong. Right? But if you got guts, and you don't go in, you don't go getting in their face. If you got guts, you look up and go, wait a minute, where'd you get that information? I'm curious. And then you tell them the truth. And you might be able to save them from themselves. You know what I mean? Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. All right? So you're not part of the problem. All right. All right. Here's a good one. I like this story. Black, Latino, and Asian voters are leaving the Democrat Party in big numbers. Seriously. Biden's disapproval rating among voters in battleground states. Black voters are at 40%. Hispanic voters at 57%. Not really interested in him anymore. This percentage of black voters who voted Republican in 2022 midterms nearly doubled compared to the 2018 cycle. Asian American support for Democrats is slumping. About time. Right? And young Latinos are increasingly registering without a party affiliation. It's a historic shift. It's going to shake up the upcoming presidential election. It has to. Biden's numbers, his polling numbers anyway, they continue to take a nosedive. They've been sinking dramatically, especially in the battleground states. The Post, I think it was the New York Post, I think, spoke with black, Asian Americans, Latino American voters, who have shifted right in their political priorities. Pretty much every one of them that shifted said that they feel alienated. Ready for this? Oh, we were just talking about this tonight. That's what makes it great. They feel alienated by the Democratic Party. Right? Many of them said, I was indoctrinated in their way of thinking, but then when I saw the truth of what they were actually doing and not just saying, it was different. When Trump won in 2016, Smith College student Sidney Standard took to the streets to protest. Very upset. Voters of color leaving the Democrat Party in record-breaking numbers. The day after Donald Trump's election, it was as if there was a death. Well, this is what she's telling the Post. Everybody was in black. We had this meeting on our campus center. We were crying. It was something I never witnessed before. Shows you. It shows you how they brainwash you. They play with your brain. They got you thinking that everything was going to be so bad. But by the next election, 28-year-old hobby coder from White Plains, New York, had done a complete 180. Ooh. She was brainwashed by the Republicans, huh? Sensing a loss of freedom during the pandemic caused Standard to switch parties. It wasn't until I got outside the college bubble that I really started to work on myself. I picked up on the fact that most of my values are conservative. I was really indoctrinated into a far-left way of thinking in the college. And the more I pulled back the layers, the more I saw that actually I don't even align with them. Now think about that. She's admitting to being shrouded in this garbage at the college. One major catalyst, she Standard said, was seeing our freedoms being taken away during COVID-19 lockdowns, identity politics run rampant, left-leaning politicians pandering to black Americans. She is a black female. She said that turned me off tremendously. Today, Standard is a proud political independent. I started to recognize that this whole notion of we're going to help you. You're black. You need our help. I love that. I love the fact that these young kids are finally waking up to this. I love the fact that the young black community is going, wait a minute. What do you mean I can't do it on my own? What do you mean I need your help, you, the white man? It's about time. Right? No, I love it. It's about time. It's very condescending because it's implying that I look this way and therefore I can't help myself. You know what? The things that the Democrats feared the most has come upon them. And here's why I say that. During the Jim Crow days, the reason it was so illegal to educate a black person was because they would know the position they were in, they would know what their rights were, and they would be able to get out of it. They have spent so much money and time in educating black folks. The young black folks are now going, whoa, wait a minute. This isn't right. And they're pushing back. And I think it's great. Since her politics shifted, she said that she's lost all of her friends, adding that the backlash was the harshest from her black friends and her white liberal friends. She said, this is the thing. When you have real friends, look, I've got friends that are Democrats. We could be further apart politically, but there are other things I appreciate them for. There are other things that I like about them and that they like about me. So many people that I knew from high school and college just started attacking me. She said people that knew me forever now saying I'm this horrible person, I'm a racist. I'm black though, right? I'm a black female. I thought black females, blacks couldn't be racist. No, lady, that's not true. See, if you do what they tell you to do, if you fall in line and you do what what your boss says to do, then you're fine. The minute you step out of that bubble, or even question them, as a matter of fact, you're done. Really. She says she stands firm as a proud independent thinker, especially within the black community. There's such a box around how you're supposed to act, what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to be like. It's almost like you have to think a certain way. Right? Just amazing. Once an Obama supporter, Grace Zhang, she's now a Republican. She voted enthusiastically for Barack Obama in 2008, seeing her own story as an immigrant from China in his family's past. She said, back in Obama's time, the reason that many immigrants like me chose Obama is because he had a compelling story of a son of an immigrant who came to the United States to look for the opportunity. An immigrant identified, well, I identified with that a lot. I was an immigrant. She said, but in the years since, rising crime, social unrest, affirmative action led Zhang to begin questioning the Democrat Party. She ran for New Jersey State Assembly as a Republican last year. She says affirmative action's impact on the Asian Americans is an animating issue for Zhang. I want nothing but the best for my country, a safe environment, a good economy, an environment that's peaceful, friendly, clean. She works as an accountant in Princeton. The question is, what party is going to give us that? The answer, she decided, was the Republican Party. She said one especially motivating issue for Zhang has been the affirmative action. She believes it unfairly hurts Asian Americans. She's right. Go back and look at what's going on at Harvard. Why the Asian community actually brought a suit against Harvard. Zhang immigrated to the United States as a student 32 years ago with her husband. She had two suitcases and debt owed for their airfare. She credits her education for her ascent. But now, as a mother of three, she feels like the next generation is unfairly disadvantaged because of these race-based affirmative action programs. When she ran for New Jersey State Assembly as a Republican in 2023, courtesy of Grace Zhang, her affirmative action to me is indefensible, she said. What about Asian Americans? We came here with nothing. We were discriminated. They were for the longest time. There was a Chinese Exclusion Act and a Japanese internment camps. Right? She's noticed more and more of her Asian American friends shifting right, especially following a recent Supreme Court decision overturning the race-based affirmative action programs. She's watching the rioting, the looting, the pulling down of historic statues, defacing American flags, defunding the police. All those things too radical for us, she said. It's what we ran away from. Unreal. People who lived through it are being discounted. Show us your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. Right? Just get informed. Seriously. It's the way to make things work. It truly is. All right. Back at it again. Always appreciate it. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do. I mean, I'm looking at the story that somebody sent me is great because it goes over Latinas and Asians and blacks and how they're leaving the party. They're running for office. They're not, you know, they were loved and coddled, quote unquote, by the Democrats, so they decided to become a Republican. All right? I mean, just amazing. There's one young lady who, and I call her young lady because she is young, right? She was in the Air Force. She was raised with the expectation that she'd be a Democrat. The daughter of a construction worker from Mexico. She fell in line. She registered as a Democrat. She voted for Obama twice. She said it wasn't until she joined the Air Force that she began to question that allegiance. She said, when I finally got out of the bubble that I was raised in, I started having conversations with other people, diverse people that I respected and knew were honest people. I started swaying my ideas. I realize the Democrats aren't talking about the biggest issues. They ignore us, Latinos. They just expect our vote. The black community feels the same way. She said it was the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement and an uptick in rioting, anti-police sentiments that pushed me to vote for Donald Trump in 2016. Conversations while in the military inspired Dominguez to open her mind about the Republican Party. Rhonda Churchill for the New York Post said, I thought about safety, security, good jobs, good education. All that stuff is very important to my family, my community. When I broke down those values between Democrats and Republicans, it was obvious. It was obvious who stood for what values. When she made the shift, a lot of my family distanced themselves from me. I did lose a lot of friendships. Sometimes I tell my family I was raised this way. You raised me this way. Well, she's right. We do raise our kids to look at stuff, to figure things out, to be objective, to talk things through. If you don't, shame on you. But she's also found a new like-minded community, Latino people that I talk to, just getting something fixed at my house, going to the grocery shopping, going to the DMV. She said, it seems like we're all in the closet about being conservative. We're all kind of shy about talking, but don't. This is where I step back to the black, Latino, Asian community, other communities. They don't do it. Be out in the open about it. You'd be surprised to find out how many of you there are. Dominguez now serves as the Southwest Director for Latinos for America's First. That's why she stepped up as the Southwest Director of Latinos for America First, where she helps organize social gatherings for fellow conservative Hispanics. If these conversations weren't so taboo, I think a lot of Latinos would realize which party actually defends their American dream values. See, Latinos are all about family, God, and country. Those are not the top values for the Democrat Party. She's right. At some point, she realized, I can't stand with that party. She didn't say, I can't stand the party. She said, I can't stand with the party. You know, there's just story after story after story. Right? Here's a black man that tells his story. I think it's great. He registered as a Republican during COVID. He cast votes for everyone from Ronald Reagan to Barack Obama over the years. He said he wasn't a hardcore Democrat, but he believed that they had more of his values in mind. But as time went on, he saw it. See, they've come out of the closet, so to speak. The Democrats have shown you truly what they stand for. They don't stand for you. If they believe it to be true, they want the power. They want to come forward. It's really that simple. They believe themselves to be smarter than you. They believe themselves to know more than you did. They believe themselves are the end-all, be-all. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Right? Truly, truly paying attention to what's going on around you. And you have to. Because if you don't, this is how I have people end up coming to talk to me about issues of the school board. And they will ask me questions about something that went down 8 months ago, 10 months ago, a year ago. And I have to look at them and say, look, I'm not trying to be condescending or mean or nasty or anything else like that. But I will say something to you. The bottom line with it is, if you don't engage and open your ears and pay attention, I can't save you. It's not my job to let every parent in town or in the county know what's going on with your kids and in your school. You need to pay attention as well. You know, it's funny how, what is that, ignorance of the law is no excuse? Well, it goes that way pretty much everything in life, right? when you don't know, it's worse because now you really can get screwed. Seriously. Because you can make mistakes, you can open your mouth, you can stick your foot in it when you don't have the information you need, and then you're really in trouble. And that's what some of these parents do. I am not making fun of them by any stretch of the imagination. I know they're working. Some of them are working two jobs to keep their kids in school, keep living in the house that they live in. I got all of that. That doesn't make it okay. It really doesn't. And when you... yes. When you look at what's going on out there, how your kids are being lulled into this stuff, and you're not paying attention to it. I mean, I'm not suggesting you have to, but you're not paying attention to it. Why? Because you're working. You got other things going on. You trust the people you elected to do the right thing. And then when they do the wrong thing, you're all over them like white on rice. But where were you in the equation? What are you doing? What calls are you making? You know, I say the same thing about the school board things because of everything that's going down here in California. Get to know your school board members. Talk with them. Get their connection information. Reach out to them. If they don't respond to you, then make a big deal out of it at the school board meetings. It's the only way you're going to win. They don't like being uncomfortable. They don't like when they're challenged. Anyway, so when you see more and more what's happening, more and more the teachers unions are putting up candidates all over the place. Now I'm sorry to say this, but the bottom line with it is they're not necessarily caring about what's going on with your kids in the unions. I'm not talking about the teachers individually, I'm talking about the unions. All right. The unions are putting candidates in, and what is everything? The first thing that constantly comes out of their mouth is how much more teachers need to be paid. Now, if you look at some of the inner city schools across the country, the districts where teachers are getting buku bucks, why don't you align that with how well the kids are doing? They won't let you do it, right? Because kids are too many variables. You can't tie a teacher's salary or can't tie a teacher's review with how well the kids are doing or not doing. Ridiculous. You know, you can have two math teachers. Same grade, same level, same everything. And over the last couple of years, the kids that go through math teacher A's class always seem to do well, always seem to, excel in what they're doing, enjoy what they're doing, for the most part. Teacher B's class, those kids always seem to fail. They don't do well. They're always pulling C minuses, D's. Don't you think you'd be able to say at some point in time, hey, what's the difference between the two? What's going on? Why don't you just switch classes for 3 months, 6 months? Let's see what the different effects are. But they won't allow you to do that. Right? When you look at how charter schools did, for instance, during the pandemic, how they do overall, frankly. Overall, charter schools do better than traditional public schools. Now, somebody's going to say, well, that's because they don't have to follow the same rules. Well, okay, maybe that's true, but they still do better. Why don't you fight to push those rules aside? Why don't you fight to change those rules or those standards or whatever? Care about the kids? Then fight for them. For real. Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.